Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him." Amen. That's what God showed Peter.
Yeah, he adjusted it.
He adjusted it a little bit.
Yeah.
The word that he sent to the sons of Israel, not you Gentiles, that's part of this. The word that God sent to the sons of Israel, declaring the sweet message of peace through Jesus the Messiah, he is Lord of all. You know, which message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after he received the baptism that John preached. When God anointed him, Jesus of Nazareth, with Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the accuser, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things that he did, both in the region of Judea and in Jerusalem and in Samaria. And no, he kind of left that out, didn't he? He might have been a little ashamed of it. I don't know. But it was in his mind. He was thinking this. We are witnesses in Judah and Jerusalem, whom they also put to death, hanging him on a tree. On the third day, God raised him up and permitted him to be seen, not by all the people, but by witnesses chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people. Who are the people?
Jews.
And to testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets bear witness to him that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins if they've been circumcised and if they've received the baptism that John preached. And before he got to that part,
right there,
because that was the only gospel in existence. That was the way of salvation. While he was still saved, Peter later, when he was called into account, said, "I had just begun to speak." He hadn't finished his sermon. He wasn't ready for the altar call. Or the water call, or whatever. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. That's the volcano erupting.
Yeah.
And Peter thought he was supposed to be planting turnips in that field. This is really messing up his whole game plan here. And those of the circumcision who believed, and everyone who came with Peter, were astonished, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the people Jesus called dogs. On these unclean animals who are in this house. They knew this, for they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Peter had to have been absolutely confused. And his next statement kind of shows it.
He didn't want
to. There was no doctrine to explain what God was doing right in front of their faces. It had never been done. It was impossible to do this. It wasn't right. According to everything God had revealed up to that moment.
Wow.
And Peter answered, "Can anyone refuse them the water, that these should not be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit just as we did?" He was so astonished he forgot circumcision. That had to come first.
Jews. Come on, Jews. Keep the law.
I mean, there's no doctrine to accommodate what Peter just said. That's not what God gave him. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Why?
That spoke to me.
You did that for repentance, right?
Right.
Apparently, they'd already passed that stage.
So what happened to that one?
Trying to connect
trying to make it fit.
Plug it in.